Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Starbucks.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Here are the facts. Karen Handel easily beat John Ossoff in Georgia last night. Republicans are now 4-for-4 in contested special elections since Donald Trump became president. That means Democrats have spent millions of dollars and have yet to win a single race despite Trump's low approval ratings. To be clear, something isn't working for Democrats.
Massachusetts Democrat Seth Moulton put a fine point on it over Twitter last night, writing that, quote, "Business as usual isn't working. Time to stop rehashing 2016 and talk about the future. We need a genuinely new message, a serious jobs plan that reaches all Americans, and a bigger tent, not a smaller one. Focus on the future." The DCCC is holding a Georgia 6 debrief and consultant call at 1 p.m. today.
NRCC Chairman Steve Stivers texted us about the victory. His thoughts, quote, "Despite 30 mil spent and all the Democrat bluster, Republicans never took their eye off the horizon. We were consistently focused on the issues and data that mattered, and the results speak for themselves. Moral victories don't get a vote in Congress." End quote.
There's a lot of buzz that this will help ease the passage of Trump's agenda. We're not so sure. The same fissures still exist within the GOP on issues like tax reform, healthcare, and big government spending.
Our colleague Kyle Cheney has the scoop on special counsel Robert Mueller meeting yesterday with Texas Congressman Mike Conway and California Congressman Adam Schiff, the two leading House intelligence members probing Russian interference in the U.S. election. The goal, to ensure the parallel Russia interference investigations don't conflict. And in the Senate, Burgess Everett and Jen Habercorn are reporting that the fate of Senate Republicans' Obamacare repeal is uncertain. GOP lawmakers are beginning to whip the vote Thursday. Right now, they are far short of the 50 votes they need. Despite that, the two report that regardless of the outcome, McConnell is still planning to hold the vote next week.
One poll that may give Republicans some heartburn is the new Politico Morning Consult poll out this morning that found opposition to the Republican health bill is on the rise. As the GOP-led Senate prepares to take up the measure, only 35% of voters surveyed approve of the bill passed by the House last month, Stephen Shepard is reporting. Nearly half of the voters, 49%, disapprove of the bill. The other 16% don't know or don't have an opinion, the poll shows. And something Washington and Silicon Valley is sure to be buzzing about today, Uber CEO Travis Kalanick has quit as investors are revolting over scandals at the company. Uber's C-suite overhaul is likely to have a major impact on K Street. The tech company has lost a number of in-house Washington employees in recent months. While examining the tech company's DC operation and consultant spending is unlikely to be the first thing the next CEO does, it certainly will be high on their list as Congress looks to get more answers from the embattled company.
In the juice, we've got Alex Mistry, a managing director at the Glover Park Group, joining Hess as VP of Government Relations and External Affairs. Big Republican donor Robert Mercer gave $334,000 to the RNC, and Politico founder John Harris took a turn on Comedy Central's Daily Show last night. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.